Blackstone Audio presents Chasing the Devil's Tail by David Fulmer. You best be careful if you go chasing the devil's tail, 'cause you just might catch it. Attributed to Jelly Roll Morton. Prologue. Mayoralty of New Orleans, City Hall, January 29, 1897. Number 13,032, Council Series, Section 1. Be it ordained by the Common Council of the City of New Orleans, that from the 1st of October, 1897, it shall be unlawful for any public prostitute or woman notoriously abandoned to lewdness to occupy, inhabit, live, or sleep in any house, room, or closet situated without the following limits. South side of Custom House Street, from Basin to Robertson Street. East side of Robertson Street, from Custom House to St. Louis, from Robertson to Basin Street. It was after 3 a.m. when the trouble started. Valentine Saint-Cyr was working the floor that night. He never caught the fine lines of the spat, but it had something to do with a certain pimp and some citizen's sister or daughter. The offended brother or father walked in off the street, stepped up to the bar, put a foot on the brass rail, and ordered a glass of rye whiskey. He surveyed the room until he spotted the pimp, a ratty Creole named Little John, standing not 15 feet away. Ferdinand Lament, taking a few minutes away from the grand piano in Hilma Burt's parlor next door, glanced up from his seat at the bar to see a dapper-looking white man waving him out of the way with the blue-black muzzle of a Colt 22. Valentine Saint-Cyr saw the whole thing from the other side of the room.